of Tesamanov. And as promised, today we're going to talk about anointing with oils, among other topics. So we're going to start for the fourth line now, Ve'ena Mechuvar. Let me just get my bearings here. Ve'ena Mechuvar means it's not the Oraisa. Literally means it's not clear, but here means it's not the Oraisa. Okay? Ve'ena Mechuvar, that it's not the Oraisa, that Sicha, that anointing is like drinking. Why? Because in Tamer Mechuvar, if you're going to say it's clear that it is, if you do that, if you anoint yourself with oils and Mizashani out to Shlaim, you should get flogged. And we know that's not the case. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said, "Ain loikin chutz l'chayma. You only get Malchus out to Shlaim. Ella al Meister Sheni. Torah Shenichnas Yishlaim Yotza. Anyway, you want to get Malchus, except al Meister Sheni, which entered Yishlaim when it was Torah, and then exited afterwards." He's saying he questions what the raya is, the proof is, and the fact that you don't get malchus outside your shlime. Anyway, you don't get malchus outside your shlime except under very special circumstances. So says Mar, all right, but minayche mechur, from where else can I prove to you that anointing is not like drinking the raisa? Ke ador the tari, because the following braisa. With Shabbos, it says, on Shabbos, ben tzikos shu shel tanuk, ben tzikos shenu shel tanuk, anoint yourself with oils, whether it's for pleasure or not for pleasure, mutter, it's permissible. B'yom ha-kippurim, my name kippur, ben tzikos shu shel tanuk, ben tzikos shenu shel tanuk, osur, whether it's anointing for pleasure or not for pleasure, they're both forbidden. But Tisha B'av, it's Sibor on a Tisha B'av or any other fast, other than Kippur, of course. But Siko Shalitanu Shaltanu Gosser, pleasurable anointing with oils is prohibited. The Shaino Shaltanu, it's not a pleasure, Mutter, it's permitted. So what do we see here? That it says here by Kippur, Osser. Osser means what? Generally speaking. No. The Rabbanan. What's Chayav Chatas? When we say Chayav Chatas, we say use the word Chayav. Right, so here it says by Yom Kippur, if you anoint yourself with the oils, it's Osir, not Chayav. So it must be the Rabbanan, not the Raisa, right? Because if it's the Raisa, eat in Yom Kippur, you're Chayav. It's not just Osir, right? The drinking Yom Kippur is Chayav, not just Osir. Here it says Osir must be that's not a Raisa to anoint yourself with oils on Yom Kippur. Okay? Says more further. Vatari, didn't we learn Shavu Sikol Shisiel Itzur Tashlumen? It's not a question. It's a statement. Sorry. Vatari also in the Brisa Shavu Sikol Shisiel Itzur Tashlumen. The terms are in terms of the prohibition to drink, and in terms of having to repay truma. In terms of prohibition, and in terms of having to repay truma, it's forbidden to drink and to anoint oils on Yom Kippur, or to drink or anoint yourself with oils of truma if you're not a kohen. And therefore, you also have to pay back if you take oil of truma and not a kohen. Usually, you have to pay back same if you drink, which is to tack on a fifth. Avalola onesh, but it's not. You don't get the same punishment. Okay. I put together Yom Kippur and Truma. It was a mistake because one of the price makes them explicit as distinct halachas. Let me read it again. There's equivalency between anointing and drinking. Le'isr in terms of the prohibition. U'tashlum in terms of payment by Truma. I have a low loanish, but you don't get the same punishment, the flogging. Piyama Kippurim Isser, and Yom Kippur. There's also given to you in terms of forbiddenness, I have a low loanish, but not for punishment. In other words, if you anoint oils in Yom Kippur, you don't get flogged as a result. Or you don't get courage as a result, because it's not the same type of issue. As the Gemara, Evatani doesn't say by my Sosheni, that you shouldn't desecrate. We learn the cups to include some of your anoints oils or drinks. So we see anointing is considered to be a problem. The Raisa left lo yichalu. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Tzadik said, leis kan sach. Take out the word sach from this Raisa. Anointing oil is talking out of the Raisa. The Gemara rejects that in a very interesting way. I'm Rabbi Abba Mori. Ve'in leis kan sach. If it does, if you're not going to have the word sach here, meaning anointing of oils, leis kan choice, there's no, you can't have the word drinking either. Why? Dilokain, if not, Dovah Shubomishne Lavin Starif. How can so much comes from two Lavin joined together? This is a very interesting statement he's made. How do we know that Achil and Shasir are the same and that they join together to make a shear? Because we learn that they're not allowed to drink for the fact that it says not to eat. We say not eating includes not drinking. But that means that in order, however, for eating and drinking to be mitzdarif, they must be the same lav. The same lav of not to eat. Well, that leaves the lav of lo yichalulu open. So from that lava lo yichalu, we have to learn something. So we learn that it means not to anoint oneself with oils. That's what we learn that's going on. No, just a minute. So Rabbi Yochanan came. You're right. Rabbi Yochanan came along and said, "Well, lo yichalu is not going on oil. It's going just on drinking." Then Rav Asi says it can't be, because drinking must be learned out from lo sochlu, not to eat, because otherwise eating and drinking were not joined together to make an iser. So therefore, back to square one, lo yichalu shataka teach you not about drinking, but rather about anointing. And your doctor should be chayiv if you did anoint yourself with oil of ma'aser sheni, so you should get malchus, etc. And the Gemara doesn't answer that. Okay? Says more minayin shu mechur ba'asei.
Your mitzar, if you do a half a shear of drinking and
eating. No. But if you do drinking and eating, then you only bring one chatos. We have to have a full shear of drinking and a full shear of eating. They're not mitzar.
Sorry,
not a kreikach. No. Okay? Says my minay shulchur vasei. How we know whether there's a mitzvah sasei to eat ma'aser sheni, regardless of this ma'aser sheni there's a mitzvah sasei to anoint ma'aser sheni, even though you're not going to drink it. How we know you fulfill mitzvah sasei when you drink it, so it says, or when you anoint yourself with it, because. Rabbi Lezer Hashem, Rabbi Simai said, "Lo nasati mimenu lemeis." When a person brings up all of his backlog, Meiser Sheni, the end of 3 years, he comes to court and says, "Lo nasati mimenu lemeis." I never used it for a dead person. So says the Gemara, what does it mean? Manakayim, bring it for a dead person in what capacity? If you want to use the Meiser Sheni money to buy him a coffin and shrouds, obviously, it's not permissible. Darvish Shuasar Lachai, the same which is prohibited for a live person, not allowed to use Ma'aser Sheni funds for anything other than eating and living expenses, right? Not for actual sustenance purposes, not for your furniture or for your shrouds or anything like that. Kosh Gain Shemais, certainly also if you use this for a Mace's. For a dead person, shrouds and coffin. Rather, Ezu Dover Shemutu Chai Boasul Mace. What is something where the Torah is saying not to do it to a dead person and a live person could still do it? Zu Sicha. That's talking about Sicha that a live person could still, hypothetically, of course, though I might be translating this way, which is unclear. We're talking about Sicha. Because if you want to take something which a live person can do and say you're not allowed to do that to a mace, to a dead person. Sicha from Ma'aser Sheni, yeah. Anoint yourself, but not anoint the dead person. That's a learning from here. Am I clear at all?
You're giving cover. Why are you anointing yourself?
To make it smell good.
So it's not
mutter. Now it's used Ma'aser Sheni for that purpose. First of all, not allowed to be Matami Maiser Sheni. Besides, the Maiser Sheni was not given over this purpose, right? So therefore, it can't mean that, that's why we said it can't mean can't mean
excuse me
it can't mean that you're not allowed to give the Maiser Sheni to the Mace as Oren and Tachrichim, because that's posh. You can't even do that to a live person. What it means is you might anoint him to take away the bad smell, whatever, and even that's also to do. And that's what he's going to Shalom and saying, Lona Sati be metal amaze, I didn't give it for the purposes of a dead person. Okay? Ketzel Locha. I don't know. Ketzel Locha Dorva Shadaka Locha. What does it mean to eat Maiser Sheni? In a manner which is proper derech to eat. Eim echayvin oso, we do not require you, although you want, if we can, you can if you want. But echayvin oso, we don't require you to eat lo pash ifshot, not a moldy piece of bread, even though it's from Maiser Sheni. Lo knivas yerek, nor the outer vegetables on the head of lettuce or cabbage, even though they're from Maiser Sheni. Velo tavshu shavetz also, nor a cooked dish which has become gone bad. The chain, similarly, even further actually, in Bikash Lel Luchel Trodin Chaim, he wants to eat live, meaning raw beets. O Lokus Chitim Chaim, or true raw grain, ain't Shoyimin Lo, we don't listen to the guy. Why don't we listen to him? Because that's not their Chachilo, he's not allowed to do that. Keitz Alishtos Dovashadarko Lishtos, what does it mean if you drink all, he drinks that which is normally accustomed to drink? We don't make him drink. Lo Nigron, lo Achsigron, lo Yain Bishmarav. A Nigron is water which has, which is made from vegetables, cooked vegetables, and Achsigron is another variation of the same theme. So you really can't drink oil straight; it's bad for you. So I might say, let you, we make a drink the oil Maiser Sheni via the Anigron or Achsigron. So therefore we say you don't have to do it. Because it's repugnant to you. We don't force you to do that which is repugnant. Loyam Bishmorov, and now to drink what? Yeah, not the dregs. You're not supposed to drink the dregs of wine. Also, it says here. I guess all these cases you're allowed to. Right? You're allowed to do it. It's not degrading, but we don't compel you to do it. We don't compel you to make a mixture of olive oil and vegetable juice in order to drink it. I might think you do, so kamashmo, you don't have to. Okay? That's a chiddush. It's not necessary to do because we don't only make you eat that which is normally eaten. So similarly, hachoshet pshin, if somebody has a toothache, loy megamel chomot zupoto, you should not gargle with vinegar and then spit out the vinegar. You can't gargle with vinegar ubolea and then swallow afterwards. Umatpil. Lost the place. What? And you can stick your bread into the vinegar as much as you want and swallow the bread, which is soothing to your throat, and you don't have to refrain from doing so. Says Gemara, lo yasuch yain v'chom, it's not allowed to oh, I skipped, sorry. Achosh bigrono, some of you has a throat ache, loyana b'shenu, you shouldn't gargle with oil to get it to feel better. Avo, but he can, no sinu shemen arbe etoch anigron. So you see explicitly, he's allowed to do it. He's allowed to put a lot of oil into this dish of vegetable juice and drink it that way. And that's okay. Achosh is rosho sh'olu bo chatotin. Lo yasuch. Sorry, it's small print, and I'm tired tonight. Lo yasuch yayin v'chomet. You're not allowed to anoint yourself with wine or vinegar. Avosachu is Hashem. You're allowed to anoint yourself with oil. Achosh is rosho or shlo b'chotin. Some of you has a headache, or he has scratches on his head. Sach shemen. He's allowed to anoint himself with oil. I don't know if that helps, but he's allowed to anoint himself with oil. Lo yasuch yayin v'chomet. He's allowed to anoint himself with wine or vinegar. Yain shel Maiser Sheni shepitbo. Wine or Maiser Sheni to which you added spices, Also, lasso point. Now let's use it to anoint yourself, because the spices are detract from the paramount importance of the Maitre Sheni. So efforts forbidden. Okay. Shem and Shem Maitre Sheni. I think I'm wrong about that. Much simpler than that. Yachim Azrei Shapit Morosu Losuch Bo means even though you add ingredients to it, and now it's a much more flavorful wine, you still can't use it to anoint yourself. Because it's not the derech to anoint yourself with wine. Just don't do it. So even if you added stuff to make it more possible, you're still not allowed to do it. Says the Gemara. If you have wine on Meister Sheni, which your feet fatim, as I just read, also suchbo shem and shemaiser sheni, but you have oil to which you added spices and herbs, mutal also, but you're allowed to do anointing with that. Why? Ma bin zela zel, what's interesting in this one and that one? Zed darkul kach, zayin darkul kach. Why you don't normally anoint yourself with oil, you do. Rabbi Yudot boy, Rabbi Yudot asks, Meister Shemesh or Meister Shesh Nisrach, if the oil went rancid, can you use it to anoint yourself? Says the Gemara, neh, hum rabbi mona, mikamech nisrach, once it became rancid, pukim yimene kudush also. It's no longer holy. What are you going to anoint? What's the problem with anointing yourself? It's not derech achila. It's not derech shesia. Not derech sicha. It's not oil. So therefore, loses its kedusha and meiser sheni. Says the Gemara. Matzichalei. No. What? In which case is there a question? In which case is there a chiddush? Shvius by shmita aval pishenisrach, even though it's gone old, b'kedushasohu. There, it still retains its kedusha. There's no bata barov anything like that there. Even though it gets old, even. Yes, it would be bata barov. I know where they put it. Yeah. What? Yeah, some bona fide use.
Sure.
Okay. Shimon bar Avi b'shem Rabbi Chanina said. He said that zeshu lochesh. You know, this is talking about a case that a guy is curing himself by mystical incantation. Okay, he's going to cure himself by reciting mumbo jumbo, but you can't just do mumbo jumbo alone. Mumbo jumbo only works together with oil. Okay, anointing oil. So now, Shiloh is the two separate things. Can you do the curing by the mumbo jumbo on Shabbos? Or with Maitre Sheni oil? Or I think those are the only two questions I'd deal with. I tried with some Maitre Sheni oil. Yeah, those are two questions. So Shimon bar Avi b'shem Rabbi Chanina. I'm gonna stand tonight. Okay, so Shimon bar Avi b'shem Rabbi Chanina said, "Zeshu lochesh no sein shemen al gabe rosho." The lochesh, the guy wants to. You want to cure yourself by reciting incantation on Shabbos, so you can do so if the oil involving incantation just pour on your head. You don't actually. There are two ways of doing it, or rather three ways. One is to go like this with the oil with your hand. The other is to pour it on yourself with a vessel. The other is even to pour it on your head. Okay? Which is a lower madrega altogether. So the incantation is effective regardless. Right? The Shabbos, we can do the incantation on Shabbos. What's the matter, Mr. Zucker? Yeah, abracadabra. Right. So here the question. Yeah, well, the one glosses over that one. Okay, because they held this could be a kosher incantation. Yeah. Okay. So, come on. We know that they used them in the old days, amulets and incantations. You just haven't gotten one. the Mekubalim are willing to sell you them to sell them to you too. So Shem Bavod the Shem Rabbi Chiya said Zeshu Lochish Dosik Shemin Agabe Rosho. You're allowed to pour oil on your head Lochish and do the incantation. You cannot pour it on yourself with your hand or with a vessel. Now, why would that be? Because otherwise, if you pour the oil on with your hand or with your vessel, it looks like you're actually anointing yourself with oils on Shabbos, and that looks like refuah. Looks like healing. And healing is forbidden on Shabbos, of course, right? Lest you come to grind the herbs in order to make the medicines. So here, this guy over here, he's allowed to do it, but not in a way which is using his hand or his keli. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan said, oh yeah, sure, you can use a hand or a keli. Why? Because they hold that lechisha is not a medical procedural. I mean, it's not even clear whether, you know, obviously it works, but certainly not a medical procedure. So therefore, this skepticism is what allows you to do on Shabbos, because since it's not effective anyway, so of course, Gesund Zayt, go do it on Shabbos, right? What a weekend, you're just playing games with me or something. Okay? So it says, Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Eidi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yane said, Nosim ben biyad ben mitobikli. You can put the oil on, both with a hand and with a vessel, because again, it doesn't really do anything anyway. Okay? Says Gemara, Mabineo, what's the difference in the two of the opinions? Meisa. Meisa here is as if it's written with an ayin, which means to spread it around, to knead it or spread it around. Can you spread the oil into your scalp? Whatever the case may be. So it says more, Madamar. No, see, baby, I'm in a keilu's host. You can put it both with your hand and a vessel. Mosu, sure, go ahead and spread it. Because it's not a refuah anyway, right? There's no healing here. Mandamar, you all. So it's a chem, now gotta be rosho. Put oil on top of the head. That's good, right? What? No, I think I skipped the line in the middle. I didn't? Okay. Madamar Nosichogabirosha Velochesh, the person who says that pour it on the head and say the incantation, hey no mo, soldier, you can't spread it around. Why? Because that would be too much like curing oneself, which is forbidden on Shabbos, unless you're in imminent danger. And therefore, we don't permit it to do so. Okay? Is that clear? Am I making myself clear at all? It's machlokas whether lechisha is effective or not. And basically, machlokas whether you can do it on Shabbos or not. If lechisha, the incantation, is effective, you can't do it on Shabbos without a shinui. The incantation is not effective, so you do it on Shabbos even without a shinui. It's not doing anything significant anyway, right? So it says the Gemara. Meister Shani. I'm Rabbi Yossi. You know, Rabbi Yossi said Meister Shani. Meister Shebeno. Meister Shani is the difference. Man, the man knows Ben Biyabi Keli. He holds by Shabbos. There's no lechisha anyway. It's just an exercise of futility. Meister Shani also. He also can't do a sicha with Meister Shani. Why is that follow? Yeah, but the oil part is still anointing yourself. Why doesn't that work? I don't know if it's That's as much. No, of course it's not. Yeah, but it worked for me this afternoon. One second. Let's let me do it again. I'm in a Meister Shane Benel. Meister Shane said it's mine, the Marnois and Ben Biabe McKaylee. They do it with your hand or with a vessel. No, on Shabbos, yeah. So by Meiser Sheni, it's also to anoint it with the Lechisha. Why? Yeah, I don't like that. I hear what you're saying. You're right, he says the same thing, but I thought I understood differently. I think I'm going to have to say a cue because now I don't see how it works out. Who says you'll have to put it both with your hand and a vessel on Shabbos, which means that we don't you're allowed to do incantations on Shabbos. Meister Sheni also is going to forbid you to do so by Meister Sheni, meaning. No, it's a pasuk or something. I guess you're right, because now I don't see how it's going to work any other way. The Meister Sheni, in that case, even though on Shabbos you're allowed to do it, because it's not considered to be a lechisha, it doesn't work anyway. So by Meister Sheni, it's also to do lechisha, as you said, with it, because by the lechisha it's going to diminish the amount which goes to Meister Sheni, because you use less for lechisha. Yeah. Okay, what he's saying is like this, that by Meister Sheni you have to use it up, and if he allows you to use it in the context of the incantation ceremony, it's not going to get used up properly. It's going to remain, a lot of it's going to get left over, and you're going to waste Meister Sheni. On Shabbos, no criteria issue of waste. because it's all chulin anyway. It's all not ma'aser sheni. But by ma'aser sheni, there's a problem. Then you're going to, if you're going to just use it for these ceremonies, you're going to have plenty left over. Okay, that's what he's saying. Because you're not using it for the proper use, in which case it'll get used up. Only using it for incantations. The other opinion which holds that noisin shemen agabe rosho v'lochesh, some he holds that you put oil. Man the man noisin shem agabe rosho v'lochesh ma'aser sheni mutter. In that case, ma'aser sheni is permissible. Why? Because according to him, lechisha is a valid form of use. And since lechisha is a valid form of use, even if there's leftover, since it was for a proper cause, that's okay. But it's opinion who has, now I have it down back. Opinion holds that lechisha on Shabbos is mutter because it's a bunch of hogwash anyway. So the use of oil, I don't know, I didn't understand it. No, I have it better now. Much more glad. Now it came back to me. Yeah. According to people who chose lechisha is a valid is an invalid pursuit on Shabbos, right? Which means you can use both your hands and a keli, whatever you want. Right, and then ma'aser sheni also because you're using ma'aser sheni for an illicit purpose, for lechisha, which is not—it's not real sicha, it's not real—it's not real anointing. So therefore, because it is real anointing, it's not a real pursuit. So our procedure is hogwash, right? So they're not allowed to use ma'aser sheni for that purpose. According to opinion holds that lechisha is real. And therefore, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it the right way. You have to do the shinui, because it's like any medical thing you're allowed to do in the right way, right? So then by Ma'aser Sheni, it is permitted to use it for that purpose, right? Because then Ma'aser Sheni is being used for a legitimate purpose, which is the purpose of Lechisha. Very good. Okay, so it works out well. Quite the people, again, quite the man, the Amaru holds. Let's see the Tzaygit. Or maybe any Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni Beneon, Ma'aser Sheni Shemanda, Ma'aser Ben Biabe Mikeli, and Shabbos, who holds that incantation is mumbo jumbo hogwash. So according to him, so Ma'aser Sheni also. So I can't use Ma'aser Sheni in the service of Lechisha, because it's mumbo jumbo baloney. Man, baloney, hogwash, everything. Man, the Ma'aser Chairman Agabe Rosho Velochish, he holds that it is. For sure, good, you know, it's potent stuff, this incantation stuff, and the oil in that service works. And there, when Shabbos, you have to do the shinui. So, therefore, there's the Gabi Rosh of Elohim, just pour it over your head by Ma'aser Sheni Mutter. Of course, Tim, your lads use Ma'aser Sheni for this purpose because Lechisha is a valid form of use of Ma'aser Sheni. After all, it is useful. Rabbi Yehesi said, Yaki draw comparisons. The chikoshu mutar b'shabbos. Everything which is printed on Shabbos mutar b'maaser sheni is permitted by maaser sheni. Or b'chosh also b'shabbos also maaser sheni. Anything which is also Shabbos also maaser sheni. There's no comparison between the two realms of halacha. And I'll give you a proof. V'atani, we learn medicha isha b'noah b'yayim mimnei azeya b'truma aser. It says a woman is not allowed to rinse off her son because he's sweaty in wine if the wine is truma wine. Wine from Truma. It's awesome. What? Yeah, I guess it was used for cleaning. You know, they didn't have back then, they didn't have soap. So they used wine. Okay? So then, so alcohol, cleanses. Right? So name, and so we see that you're allowed to use wine. I read it all together. Sorry. But time Adicha Yisha B'na B'yayin Mibnei Azeo. That's the question. You're allowed to... that's the first part of the statement. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos because he's sweaty. Yet nonetheless, but Truma also. By Truma, it's also to do that because it's a loss of Truma. And he Truma Ma'aser Sheni. And Truma Ma'aser Sheni are the same level. So therefore, things which are mutter on Shabbos are not necessarily mutter by Ma'aser Sheni. You want to say Lechisha is permitted on Shabbos? So that's permissible by Meiser Sheni, because the valid use is not necessarily true. So I need to be mutter on Shabbos, because they're not a malacha. Yeah, by Meiser Sheni, they might not be permitted, because they cause a loss to Meiser Sheni, or not the proper handling thereof. Okay? Says more, Mao Kidun. What's the conclusion? Those things you have to do the shinui, okay? Dogish is bashul bekapluto shemaitz sheni. Getting back to the issue our Mishnah said, you have the place in the sugar. Dogish is bashul fish, which is cooked with turnips or maizer sheni. I don't know, kapluto is some sort of vegetable. A maizer sheni vishbichu when they got better. Hashvar vicheshba, what you pay is based on the improvements thereof. So in that we said, Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Yehuda, that's all you're going to learn from Rabbi Yehuda. Today we learned, Rabbi Yehuda Matir Betzachana. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to use oil and make of truma and mix it in to a type of small fish, which is called tachna. Even though the oil of truma will get lost and dissolved in the fish, nonetheless, that's okay. Why is it okay? Because you would say Shein Elito Sazuama that the onion was only put there not to give a flavor, but rather just to take away the bad flavor, and therefore it's bottom. Okay? It's bottom. Once it got mixed in, you don't have to take it into account anymore. So that's going like what we learned previously in our Mishnah. That the fish and turnips which came together, the shvach is based on the cheshbon, the amount of which they increased. So that's like Rabbi Yehuda said, it depends if they increased or not. Because if it didn't get any better, such as where the onion by truma is just taking off an off taste, but not imparting any taste, the taka doesn't answer. Am I making myself clear? Not making myself clear. But by a case where I have regular fish, salt fish, and I mix onion of truma into it, Rabbi Yehuda said that in that case the truma doesn't ask for the fish. Why? Because the truma is only put there for the purpose of taking off the off taste of the fish. Is that clear? No, Rabbi Yehuda holds not that way. Good. Rabbi Yehuda holds not that way. That's Rabbana. Rabbi Yehuda holds not that way. He holds onion, just takes off taste off. So to in our Mishnah, it's conceivable that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there should be a scenario in which we're talking about a case where the where it depends. Let's look back at the Mishnah for a minute. I'll make it clear. Look at the Mishnah on Daf Chesamunal. That's the header which we just read. The Dorish is Bashal Kavlutus Shemaiser Sheni Vishbichu Hashel Vicheshman. Everything is based on the. So I kick myself. I forgot. The Grah changes the gears in the school. Here I'm trying to explain and running with my head against the wall. The Grah changes one little word here. The Grah says, Rabbi Yeshia. He adds the word. What is he added exactly? Rabbi Yeshia. Delok Rabbi Udai. The Ribaz also brings it down. Our Mishnah says that if you put the turnips together with the fish, then the turnips are mashbiach the fish. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda said if you put onions with the fish, it's not mashbiach the fish. Okay? And as you said, if anything, onions should even be more mashbiach, right? The meds certainly make it better. So our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yehuda, because like Rabbi Yehuda, the vegetables enhance the fish. I mean, like our Mishnah, the vegetables enhance the fish. Like Rabbi Yehuda, they don't enhance the fish. Sorry. Again, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, the lok Rabbi Yehuda. The tzinia we learned, Rabbi Yehuda matir hashvach lefi cheshben. Rabbi Yehuda matir betzachana. Rabbi Yehuda permits you to use the small fish, even if they were cooked together with truma onions. Elitos azuma, because all the truma onions do is cancel the bad taste. Rabbi the Kesarin bayod. Rabbi the Kesarin asked, "Varma Rabbi Avo, how can you say this?" Rabbi Avo said, "Name Hashem, Rabbi Yehuda. Koy Kesarin Misharim Kilu." Batzal, all the prohibited substances in the Torah, we measure whether they prohibit it based on the reckoning with the forbidden substance as if it is onion, kukavlut, or some other type of vegetable. Is that the lok Rabbi Yehuda? Is that also not lok Rabbi Yehuda? Because was he always going to say that the onion or the other vegetables are only made for for taking away the bad taste, not to give off their own specific taste? Says Mar Moed Rabbi Yehuda Batzer Shal Ekdesh, Moed Rabbi Yehuda Batzer Shavod Azor. Of course Rabbi Yehuda holds that onion, whether it's Ekdesh or Avod Azor, gives a flavor. And you have to reckon whether that flavor still exists, no seitam, in order to be mad to the mixture. But here we're talking about a special flavor imparted by onion of truma. Onion of truma, we're much more cooler, Dick. We're much more lenient. We assume it's not a problem. We assume that the onion was just placed there in order to take out the off taste, precisely because it's only dealing with the Nisr Darabon, now the Nisr Daraisa. Okay? Let's go further. Tafyunam Rav. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Koshi Yesh Behosir Mida. Anytime there's an additional amount added, an additional volume or additional weight, Hashvach Lefi Cheshbon, then the additional volume or weight is measured, and how much the other substance contributed. Because osir mida, anytime it does no additional amount, hashvach l'sheni, then all the shvach is all the added value goes to meiser sheni. Reish Lushim Lor says that's not the pole upon which everything is hinged. Rather, anytime you can tell that the truma added taste and added positive qualities, that's considered that you can tell, and that and you go based on the amount which is added. And anytime it's not apparent what each one added, then in the case of a doubt, you give all the benefit to the Meiser Sheni. Now, Basisa Pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah argues Rabbi Yochanan, because our Mishnah says, "Iso shel Meiser Sheni." You have a dough Meiser Sheni. Sha'af your pas, and you baked it as bread. Vishbicha, and it's bigger. Because what happens to dough when you bake it? It expands, right? It gets more volume, right? So nonetheless, Hashvach LaSheni. The shvach goes where the additional. The additional value goes to the sheni, and we said not that way. We also said top line that the additional value goes to an even Steven division, proportional division.
You can't separate. You don't know what part is the
What do you mean? No, he's asking why not. What are you asking again? Ask me again. No, I think that's a good question. I may have an answer. Ask me again.
I thought even Rav Yochanan would agree that the dough, since you can't separate the two, but it all becomes together. So then, it all goes to its share.
I'm not sure if we saw that. I don't know if that's true.
We sent to the cloud.
Yeah, read the cloud. Yes, Rabbi Yochanan Teshuva. Yeah, no, but that is consistent. Because Rabbi Yochanan, because we're saying if the Shvach is Nikar, that it goes according to the Cheshbon. Yeah, in other words, if it's measurable, because you could tell that what added on, because of additional volume or weight, then everything is proportionate. If it's not measurable, says Rabbi Yochanan, then everything goes to Maaser Sheni. So the kash is that bread, there's an increase, measured proportion. That's what he answers. That's really what he answers. So it's a cryptic answer to Rabbi Yochanan. He says, "Pasalo b'she'en tam shivcho nikar," where the taste of the additional amount is not recognizable. Now, not that it's not recognizable. Of course, you can taste the difference between a bread which rose and bread which did not rise. But meaning, like you're saying, it's not distinct. You can't measure it in and of itself. Right. There's no the qualitative difference is difficult to isolate. That's where it's all about. Okay. Masisa plei Rabbi Yochanan, but seems like the following Mishnah argues Rabbi Yochanan. The following part of the Mishnah says, "Dolish is bashim makafluto shemaiser sheni." If you cook the fish with vegetables of maiser sheni, v'yishmichon, they get better. Hashvach l'vicheshmen, and you add on shvach based on the cheshmen. You add on the value when you come to redeem it, based on the reckoning. Yet here there's no additional amount. What's the additional amount over here? There's no additional amount. There's no hosir midah here. Didn't grow at all. So says Rabbi Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua says, it's where they both were cooked together. So where both were cooked together, they both imparted to each other qualities. They both imparted to each other qualities. In that case, I say, Hashvach l'fi cheshbon. Okay? Says Gemara, doesn't wash with me. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoni b'shem Rabbi Yoshe, boy, Yoni b'shem Rabbi Yoshe asked, Hagatz b'cho, imagine this, Shabisho zebit ne'atzo, zebit ne'atzo. What if you cooked each one separate? And then, irvon, and then put together, klum yesh b'dogim elatam kaflutus, or b'kaflutus elatam dogim, what is there? Only tasted and imparted from one to the other. Only taste. But there's no shvach nikar. Where's the shvach nikar here? So what difference does it make that you happen now to cook them together? In other words, the Gemara says that I call a fi cheshbon. But it's a Rabbi Yochanan is up against Greek because there's no osir midah. It didn't add on. Rabbi Yochanan says it must be cooked them together. So says the Gemara, so what? There's still no osir midah. Osir midah is only if there's a substantial change. When you cook them together, it's no different than cooking them differently and then combining them together. There's no osi or midah. It's not an additional amount. Shvach should not be the fi cheshbon. Shvach, the added value should go entirely, as we said in the case where there is no apparent increase. All the shvach should go to where? To Maaser Sheni. Okay? Says Gemara Masnisin during the page. Masnisa plei Rabbi Yochanan, the following Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan. We're really tough for Rabbi Yochanan tonight. Ready? I bought one woman, Sore, borrows from Leah, Tavlin, spices, Umayim, and salt, Umelach, Tavlin, and water and salt. The salsa for her dough, Harelo Karaglishtein, on Yontif, the Tchum Shabbos is determined by both of them. What do you mean, Tulum Shabbos? Let's say they live 1,000 amas apart from each other. So Sora has 2,000 amas in that direction from her house. Leah has 2,000 amas in that direction from her house. The houses are 1,000 amas apart. So really, we've just diminished the scope of the potential travel of this object on Yontif. It can only travel 1,000 Am in each direction, not 2,000 Amas, because it gets the status of both individuals involved. So here the obvious question is that there's no Shvach Nikar. What are you putting in which changes the Midah, which changes the amount? None of this. So if it doesn't change the amount, so who should we go by the Erev Tchumen? By whose Tchum? We should go one, if not the other. Probably the first one, not the second one. Because the second one is not making any qualitative difference to the substance at hand, right? So we should go by the first. Says Rabbi Ba said, Tchumin, when it comes to Tchum Shabbos, also Lamida Sadin, that you took into part Choshen Mishpat aspects. The Tchum Shabbos goes by ownership, not by whose component caused what in the finished cake, but rather by ownership. And here, ownership is defined as both individuals involved. That's a Tchum Shabbos goes by both individuals involved. Is that clear?
So if you go by ownership, then what happens? So
each of them owned it to get on the Siyontif. So each of them adds their own parameters to the object. Okay? Says the Gemara, Teda Lechoshukei, you know it's true, the Taman Armin, it says over there, B'Sheva Chisto, I don't know if it's because he had a masora or there's a brisa afilu eitzim, even on wood. In other words, if the wood comes from Sora, who's got 1,000 amas, 2,000 amas over there, and the it's being baked in Leah's house, so they even want to say that the fact that used wood, which belonged to Sora, which is 1,000 amas away, the limits the Tchum Shabbos, which Leah's freshly baked cake can travel. So Mara doesn't come on to that in the end. Mara says, Sarvi Meva, they want to respond to that, Eitzimim by Mamish. The cooking qualities of the wood, they don't change the status of the object. But there was a very strong Avamina to say that it does, a very strong potential to say it. So what do we see? The Gemara takes into account. We see very clearly the Gemara takes into account determining these factors, not just what it has to do with not just that to do with actual shvach, but rather that which has to do more with ownership. So if somebody else owned the wood, very very strong to say that it only goes by tchum shabbos of the fuel. It's a chiddush to say that it does not. Okay, says the Gemara further. Masisa pliga Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Our Mishnah, the Mishnah, equal time. The Mishnah also is Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Tavshul shem Meisur Shein shem Tivlo b'Tavlin Shulchulin, because it says that a dish of Meisur Sheni, which was spiced with the spice of Chulin, Hashvach l'Sheni. The Shvach goes to Meisur Sheni. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, that's no good, because Shimon Lakish said wherever you could taste the Meisur Sheni, then you split the difference between Meisur Sheni and Chulin. But here it says it completely goes to Meisur Sheni. Sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. This is no increased volume, so it goes by goes to Meisur Sheni. Says the Gemara, Pasalo is talking about b'she'ein tam shivchonikar. It's lousy spices. You can't tell the difference that the spice is in there or not. They're not tasty. Okay? Says the Gemara. Now, Vatani. Then we learn Tavshul Shechulin Shetivlo B'Tavlin Shemaisa Shein. Then we learn a dish of Chulin, which was spiced up with spice of Maisa Sheini. Lo Yetze Maisa Sheini Mite Pudyono. It's amazing halacha. You can never redeem this dish. Can never redeem it. Why is that? Because you can only redeem food. You can't redeem taste. And here you took truma, Meisur Sheni spices, not Meisur Sheni itself. So Meisur Sheni spices, and you put them into your dish of chulin. There's no way you can ever redeem it, because they don't have their own independent foodstuff qualities. They're dissolved, they're small, they're not foods, so you can't redeem them. Is that clear? So the Gemara's kasha is, why not? I thought there was Shem Lakish, but she has time Shivcha Nikar. According to Reish Lakish, as long as you can taste the. Why, I skipped, right? I thought the Rabbi Yochan. Oh no, this is an answer. I'm sorry. The Gemara does answer it. Says the Gemara, so Rabbi Yochan, it's talking about a case. You know why you can't redeem it? Because it's talking about a case where the tavlin expanded the stuff. So this is expanding the stuff. So therefore, it's where we are cognizant of it, and that's why you cannot redeem it. It's either a case where the tavlin and the spices have a recognizable taste, and that's why you can't redeem it. So in these cases, the reason why the tavlin can't be redeemed is because they have an impact. They have a real impact. You can't... I'm not making this clear enough. When you put herbs of chulin into a truma, into a Meiser Sheni loaf, so then in that case you could still redeem the Meiser Sheni, right? Because we say ain't time unikar, there's no hosir mita. It's just like putting sesame streets of chulin on a challah bread of truma. So the challah bread can still be redeemed, right? But it's the opposite is true. You put herbs and spices of truma onto something which is chulin, so you can't redeem the herbs and spices. They're not a foodstuff. You can only redeem foodstuffs, right? So the kasha is, however, why is that? L'chayra, they should just be batel. Forget them. Okay, you can't redeem them, but let them be batel. Let them be null and void. Don't worry about them if you can't redeem them. So that Gemara says, the reason why you got to worry about them is because they expanded the food somewhat. So they're still not a foodstuff, but they did something to it. They have a taste. So therefore, you have to say that there's no bittle. But on the other hand, you cannot redeem them, and that's why you're stuck. You have to take this whole food stuff off to Yerushalayim. Okay? Rabbi Shimon Omer, ain't sochin shemen shel ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to anoint yourself with oil of ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. He holds that oil is not, you can't anoint yourself with oil of ma'aser sheni. Chachoy matir, chachoy say it's okay. Amal Rabbi Shimon, they said, Rabbi Shimon, im heikel b'truma chamura. By truma, we're mako. Truma, you're allowed to anoint yourself with oils, no question. No nakam of ma'aser sheni akal. Certainly, you should be allowed to anoint yourself with ma'aser sheni. Amalas, they said, no. My mako, but truma chamura. Truma, there's certain coolness. You know why? Makam sheikel, because it's a place they mako, because shinin, by animal fodder, uva tilson, and by fenugreek, and the Mishnah will explain how. However, nakam ma'aser sheni akal. There, you want us to be more kuladik, also by Ma'aser Sheni, which is more lenient, which, even though it seems more lenient, it's Malkum Shaloheke, because you have to the son. There is no kula by Ma'aser Sheni, by animal fodder and by fenugreek. What is the kula which we're talking about? Tilson shall Ma'aser Sheni. If you planted Ma'aser Sheni, you have Ma'aser Sheni fenugreek, and you planted, which is wrong. You shouldn't have done it. But nonetheless, Te'achel Tzimchonin. You can eat the grain which grows, even if it's tameh outside Yerushalayim, the shel truma. Whereas by truma, te'achel tzimchonin means you can't eat it when it's tameh. You can't eat it when it's tameh. I'm sorry, you can't eat it when it's tameh. It's not. You can't eat it when it's tameh. Whereas by Chotruma, Beishamay Komase Betaro, Beishamay says that if you planted the fenugreek, or you planted the kashinin, the animal fodder, and then you harvested it, so then you're allowed to do everything with it, Betuma. Chotruma, Beishamay Komase Betaro, well, everything Betaro Chutzmi. You know what? We're not going to be able to finish the mission tonight anyway. Let's come back to the mission tomorrow. Only a very mediocre night for me tonight.